Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Judge Damon Iacobucci sees the contest 80-72, while judges Lawrence Cole and Jesse Reyes see it 79-73. Declaring your winner by unanimous decision, Jake Elgato-Paul!
That was the worst ring walk I've ever seen, by the way. Ride, I should say. The dumb lowrider to in the air tonight.
I hate everything that we are as a people. This is Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley. And having to talk about Jake Paul.
You know what El Gallo means? His name, his stage name?
No.
The Fighting Rooster of Dorado. Rooster equals chicken.
I am a Bills and Sabres fan, and yet I found a new angle to be disappointed.
Yeah.
Like...
I can feel it coming. He came out to In the Air tonight. That's why he did. For Tyson
I did
and the
everything
hangover.
In my power to avoid it last night, and I still had to talk about it.
Yeah.
That's the business that I live in, and that's perfectly fine that I have to acknowledge that. But to be disappointed in a completely different way, as a Bills and Sabres fan.
The epitome of disappointment at different points in history, currently for the
to
Sabres.
To realize how doomed we are as a people. Like, saw a video like last night, like the Hawk Tua girls dancing like Elaine and Seinfeld. Jake Paul wins a fight against 58-year-old Mike Tyson. What are we used to be a proper country.
What is going on? It's my Jerry Seinfeld impression. Love that show. She was dancing like Elaine from Seinfeld, though. I saw it.
It's terrible.
It was bad.
And it's like, how did we let that get famous? Son of a...
Well, that, like, did you see they're already...
I do stupid things here, weekly. I don't get paid money for being dumb.
No. You know, this dumb stuff might happen again, too, because at the end of it, Mike Tyson goes, Logan, you're next. And then Logan Paul goes, I'll kill you, Mike. I'm like, stick to the WWE, brother.
Can we just, like... I don't know, man. I don't want to say something that goes too far, but the Paul brothers are amongst the dregs of society, and they're rich.
Yeah.
Well, we did something wrong. Capitalism failed. Let's hit the reset button.
Something is not right.
Let's hit the reset button. Give us swords and shields all over again. We got to reset.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we did it wrong.
Lords and ladies, here we go.
Yeah.
Here, like, we go.
We did it wrong, and we got to hit a reset. Like, we didn't do it correctly. This is what happened.
Did you see the Shaq and Gronk crossover last night?
No.
Oh,
I didn't see any of this.
I thought you would have seen that on social media.
No.
Apparently, they're going to get in a fight next, they said. Shaq made Gronk look small, by the way. Like,
that's
standing next to him, it's crazy.
It's Shaquille O'Neal.
But
of course he's going to make everyone look small.
They were interviewed. Shaq was being interviewed, and then he's like, oh, look at my buddy Gronk here. And then they got up, and they're like, we're going to have, like, other professional athletes start fighting each other. And I'm like, oh, God. Please, let's not start doing that. Let's let boxers be boxers and actually have like heavyweight bouts how they used to be.
Everybody heard me say reset button, right?
Yeah, right. I think the reset button's just getting to look more and more like a big red button. So It's getting out there.
Oh my God. I'm so mad that I can't start my show properly now. I'm so upset about the fact that this is such a thing that we had to talk about it, because I wanted to laugh at the disaster that the broadcast was, apparently.
Oh, we still can.
And the thing is that we still can.
But there was just another disaster on top of it.
But at the same time, like, they win in the end because we're talking about it. And that's my problem. But I don't know what to do. So, all right. We got to try to move things along here. We got bills. We got important things to talk about.
We do.
Like the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres.
Yes.
They are actually important, especially compared to the Paul brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're, first of all, get in line. Sabres on the warpath. Let's go. You watched that fight yesterday? I've got something that could be far more disappointing for you, baby. It's called Buffalo Sabres hockey.
Yes. The highs and lows, man.
The highs and lows.
The highs
and the lows of the Buffalo Sabres.
The consistently inconsistent. That's one thing you can count on.
The greatest. They currently are looking like the greatest show on ice, though.
Currently.
They are. Are you ready?
They will until they have to win more than three games in a row. That fourth game, they'll drop.
They're eighth in scoring.
Yeah.
This team that has missed Tage Thompson now for a couple games, that has missed J.J. Paterka for a couple games, and does not have a bona fide star outside of those two, has 59 goals.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth in the East, eighth overall. They are wild.
Yeah, like
as
you said,
wild as wild gets.
They're back to 2 years ago, except actually putting a lot more together elsewhere. But they're still playing fast.
The worst part is they're 2 years ago without the power play at the rate that it was going.
Yes.
2 years ago, that power play was unconscious.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're kind of finding their legs there a little bit, and they're moving around, and it's actually like getting more fun to watch the power play again.
Mm-hmm.
It was a slow start for them on the power play.
Well, they started
dreadfully. 0 for 31.
Yeah, they started playing like Jeff Skinner wasn't on it anymore, finally.
They started moving around,
yes,
and actually were able to use the bumper a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of the problem, is they didn't use the bumper.
Skinner
was playing the bumper, and they didn't use it.
No. Yeah, exactly. That's why I said they finally started playing like he wasn't on the team now.
But when,
like,
he had the puck, he did not make good decisions with the extra man.
Right.
But the thing is that the Sabres, and here's the real reason for some sort of like foolish bit of hope. The rest of the Atlantic is bleh. And the Sabres are too. And that brings me to the question today. And anyone can call in with it. 803-0550 is the number to call. 1-888-550-2550 still works as a number, by the way. Toll free.
Does it?
Yeah.
Do we get tolled?
I don't think
for,
so.
For like calling the actual number?
I don't know.
Is that just like an international?
I don't know, but it still works.
Number? Okay.
So 716-803-0550 is the number to call. Or if you're still looking to make sure you're toll free, you could use 1-888-550-2550. Yeah.
Get the dial up, man.
Yeah, baby. So, Sabres, though. Are they a playoff team? I say yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I say yes.
Oh, yeah, like they're guaranteed, but no.
I mean, yes, but there's reasons for that optimism. I do believe they have themselves a chance. By the way, they're fifth in the Eastern Conference, eighth in the league. With goals. Goals for. I had said fourth. I was wrong.
Hmm.
But the Sabres.
That changes everything.
Yeah, I know, right? Death to the narrative. But the thing is that the Sabres are showing a little bit more of that promise, and they are kind of copying two seasons ago of this, I don't care if we lose this game 7-5, you're going to have, like, there's going to be goals.
Yeah.
And that's what happened against Montreal. It was 7-5. You shouldn't have given up 7 to the Montreal Canadiens. Let's be real about that. As a matter of fact, they overtook Detroit for second last in the Eastern Conference in goals for because of that game. That said, you're going to be an exciting hockey team. and entertainment dollar. Win or lose, the Buffalo Sabres are keeping you glued to the television no matter what until the end of every game. Europe excluded. They have been in it and wildly chaotic. And they are super fun right now. But why do I think they're a playoff team? I've got three reasons for you. And it's not the reasons that you think. Rasmus Dahlin, Owen Power, Bowen Byram.
Yeah.
I've noticed a really fun thing, and we'll talk to Joe Yurden about this, and I'm going to really kind of pick his brain on this. When they're in critical situations, you start to notice he shrinks that defensive bench and rotates the three of them almost every other shift. And then you'll see Jacob Bryson, Connor Clifton get there every third like usual. But whoever your six is typically gets stapled to the bench.
Right.
Like at the end of games, you were seeing Samuelsson not playing as often. You were seeing Bryson or Clifton not playing as often. Or you were seeing Dennis Gilbert not playing as often in the tight situations. Because Lindy Ruff knows that he has three young, talented, good defensemen. And he is bringing them in and saying, eat the minutes, dominate.
Yep. He's utilizing them to their full potential.
You're still kids. I can do this. You have a day off tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's something that he did.
Child labor, man. Child labor on the defense.
But I remember heading into the Montreal game, the practice before that, Dahlin and Byram straight up just had a maintenance day because Lindy worked them.
Oh, yeah.
To end the game. And it's impressive to see, though, that they are responding well to that challenge. Like, they gave every minute that they could to Dahlin, Power, and Byram at the end of the Calgary game. And it worked. They held on. They got themselves. This is why they're a playoff team. They're finding ways to get points. And even stealing them when they don't deserve it. Against Pittsburgh, when they went to overtime, that was a disappointment. You surrendered a point. You had a 3-0 lead. You had traced Tristan Jarry out of the net already. Like, it was already like, okay, bombs away. But then you lost that game 6-5 in overtime. They did manage to keep things going. And now you see, though, in two of the last three games, they find a way. That's a big deal. They find a way.
Yeah, they're finding ways to win where before they weren't doing that.
They were starting that collapse against Calgary.
Yeah.
They held in. They get to the shootout. Survive.
Right.
To the shootout. UPL had a fantastic day that day.
Oh, he did.
You were getting the saves. That's why he was the third star of the week. It was those two games against Ottawa and New York and then Calgary. He gave up 4 goals in 3 games. But he had to dance on his head late in that game against Calgary and in overtime. And you find a way to win. JJ gets the lone goal in the shootout. UPL stonewalls the Flames all the way through. Against Montreal, you lost a winnable game. But then, you have to head into St. Louis. No Tage. No UPL. You're down 3-2. You're scraping and clawing to get yourself back. And the one thing that you do is you overcome the adversity. You get a goal to tie it at 3-3. Dylan Cousins scores. Great. They get called for goaltender interference. And last year, and even 2 seasons ago, that deflates them. Years passed, all throughout the drought, I could tell you of this moment, and the team breaks. Here, they did not. Against St. Louis, they did not. They kept fighting, they kept playing, they kept shooting, and they were rewarded. And then, the smart play. Holding on to the puck so that you could start overtime with the biggest advantage for as long as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Because 4-on-3 in overtime, penalty kill, you're typically not taking chances.
No, you're not.
You are sitting there in a defensive-focused triangle, desperately trying to avoid the cross-ice pass.
Mm-hmm.
What happens? JJ takes it, skates it up. They had a change. Rasmus Dahlin on the wing. Bang. You stole a point in a game that it was not looking your way. and you got 2 points. You win this game against Philadelphia today. Suddenly the conversation is, hey, you won 5 of your last 6. Mm-hmm. You're putting wins together again.
Yeah, you're not going win-loss, win-loss, win-loss like last season. And you're looking at it, there's, like you said, scraping a point out from these games, right? That needs to be the consistent thing they need to do. Scrape out one-point games. Don't take 0 points.
Don't take 0 points. That was something last year's team could not do.
Yes, for the life of them, they couldn't take a game to overtime even when it was close. They gave up. It looked like the Montreal game.
Ready?
The last minute, 2 goals.
Here are their next 4. So you got Philadelphia tonight. Los Angeles Kings, who you played really well to open the season, but they are second in the Pacific Division. Mm-hmm. So you got to look out.
No, you never know.
There. Anaheim and San Jose. Now, all of these are on the road. They are better at home than they have been on the road this year. But that said, 3 of these are very winnable games. You better beat the Rubik's Cube that stonewalled you last year in Anaheim. You better beat the Sharks. But go ahead and try to get some more wins here against Philadelphia and against Los Angeles. It's a big deal. By the way, coming in for today's game for Philadelphia, but it's Devin Levi will start again.
Yes, he will.
UPL is not fully back yet. And Yuri Kulik, who was recalled, everyone kind of saw it as a sign of Jordan Greenway is probably not going to play today, and mm-hmm. that is indeed the case. Greenway out, Kulik in.
You know what's crazy about Greenway? He's been one of the better players on the ice this season. Very consistent.
Their third line is very good this year.
Yes.
Greenway does not have the point production, but he does have the possession metrics.
Yes. And it's not all in the points with him.
And what a good job it's been, the acquisitions of Ryan McLeod and Jason Zucker.
Seriously.
And that is something we will talk plenty more about. Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next year.
This segment went by fast. Love a good Sabres talk when there's a lot to talk
about. And we've got a lot to talk about with them. Joe Yurden will join us at noon. And then we've also got plenty of time for Bills as well. If you want to get in on either of these teams, 803-0550 is the number to call. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, we're running it here again. Sports Talk Saturday on your radio, your phone, or your headphones, wherever you are. This is WGR.